This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. As millions of people in Europe, the United States, and beyond begin holing up at home, stocking up on supplies and keeping a wary eye on how close they get to friends and neighbors, the coronavirus outbreak marked a distinct shift in focus Monday, with the epicenter moving from Asia to Europe. Reuters' Gloria So has more.
Emergency vehicles now patrol the empty streets of Spain, making sure people stick to the country's sudden lockdown over the coronavirus. The government's official death toll jumped by over 150 overnight and now stands at almost 300 people. The focus of the virus outbreak has largely shifted away from only Asia. China's daily reports of new cases have slowed to double digits or lower, but it now appears to be worried about infections being brought in from the outside. And the two largest cities in the U.S., New York and Los Angeles, have ordered restaurants, bars, and theaters to close.
That is Reuters' Gloria So reporting. On the advice of public health professionals and after seeing the effects of locking down much of public life in places like China, governments across the world are putting in place more and more restrictions as they try to stop the coronavirus from spreading. Meanwhile, the medical impact of the new coronavirus is coming into sharper focus. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
COVID-19's true fatality rate isn't yet known, but Dr. Anthony Fauci at the National Institutes of Health says it appears 10 times higher than the flu. While most people have had mild to moderate illness and recovered, it's more serious for the elderly and those who have other health problems. Most people get fever and cough, sometimes fatigue or shortness of breath, and recover after about 2 weeks. Chinese scientists report about 15% have developed severe disease, including pneumonia. I'm Ben Thomas.
For more on the coronavirus, please go to voanews.com and search coronavirus. From Washington, this is VOA News. At the White House, U.S. President Donald Trump is trying to calm Americans over the pandemic. AP Sagar Magani has more.
The president says they should take it easy. Everything will be fine.
There's no need for anybody in the country to hoard essential food supplies.
Vice President Pence says stores will stay open and stocked.
Buy your weekly needs in grocery.
But their urging to stay calm comes as the infection rate surges. Tony Fauci, the nation's top infectious disease expert, says the worst is ahead and more dramatic steps are needed. Asked if that could mean shutting down bars and restaurants nationwide like some localities have already ordered.
That could be, absolutely.
Pence says there will be guidance today concerning restaurants, bars, and other establishments. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Asian stock exchanges plummeted across the board Monday in the first trading session since the U.S. Federal Reserve announced it was cutting its key interest rate to near zero to respond to the deadly coronavirus pandemic. The fall extended into Europe's early morning session, with London's FTSE and the DAX exchange in Frankfurt both trading down at well under 7%. The global economy has come to a virtual standstill as countries work to halt the spread of the coronavirus. Former Vice President Joe Biden and Senator Bernie Sanders launched a new phase of the 2020 presidential election Sunday night with a one-on-one debate held in a CNN studio in Washington without an audience. The two Democrats tried to cast themselves as best positioned to lead the nation through a global pandemic. Biden made news at the CNN debate, saying he'd pick a woman as a running mate if he wins the Democratic nomination.
And I commit that I will, in fact, pick a woman to be vice president. There are a number of women who are qualified to be president tomorrow. I would pick a woman to be my vice president.
Sanders says he will strongly consider selecting a progressive woman for the vice president's role.
For me, it's not just nominating a woman. It is making sure that we have a progressive woman, and there are progressive women out there. So my very strong tendency is to move in that direction.
Voters in Arizona, Florida, Illinois, and Ohio will go to the polls Tuesday as the political contest continues. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the United States will take measures in self-defense if attacked. This follows a second rocket attack on an Iraqi base that houses U.S. troops helping fight the Islamic State. Pompeo spoke with his Iraqi counterpart on Sunday. A Japanese court on Monday sentenced a former home care employee to hang for knifing to death 19 disabled people and injuring two dozen others in the deadliest mass attack in post-war World War II Japan. From Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.